let's talk about something that's very close to you, and it's got to do with historical debts. Municipalities for a long time insisting that new homeowners are liable for debts that may have been racked up by those who previously owned the homes but did not pay their taxes and rates. And the matter was taken to the Constitutional Court, which ruled that new homeowners are not liable for the debts incurred before the transfer by previous owners. Naina Kara is the Director of Real Estate with Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. And Naina is joining us to explain exactly what this ruling means. Naina, good evening to you. Welcome.
Good evening, Tim. Thank you so much. And good evening to your listeners.
All right. Give us a brief history of this contentious issue. I mean, in the past, the municipalities refused to write off the debts of the previous owners, right? And was this widespread or was it confined to specific municipalities?
Well, each of the municipalities operate under different bylaws, and so they asked my variances as to how they interpreted the act itself. But there has been widespread sort of application that municipalities could withhold, withhold the rates for new owners and hold the new owners liable for the debts of the previous owners.
Now, the court has said that new homeowners should not be held liable. What happens to those who paid their debts that they themselves did not incur? Can they go back and claim, or is this new ruling effective only from the date of the court's decision?
Well, the court hasn't made any mention about it being retrospective in effect, but I think that those who have made payments and in these sort of circumstances have a very good chance of claiming those monies back from the municipalities. Having said that, we all know that the municipalities are not the most efficient, and just getting a normal rate refund from a municipality can take quite some time. I think they're going to have a battle on their hands.
Now, let's go to the Constitutional Court's ruling itself and the argument, right, or the justification for their ruling. What did they say? What informed this ruling?
Well, the court considers a few arguments, obviously, but basically, it being a constitutional court, it boiled down to the Bill of Rights and this being an arbitrary deprivation of rights and respective property. The new owner had nothing to do with incurring the debts which attached to the property. And therefore, to deprive them of the property, because in some instances the debt incurred was so large, it would allow the municipality to attach the property and sell the property. This amounted to a serious arbitrary deprivation of rights. And that is one of the main reasons as to why they held that new owners cannot be held liable.
Is there a possibility that the municipalities implicated in this may be compelled to pay back the money they recovered from new property owners?
Yes, I think there is ground for that. I mean, the court held that the municipalities have at their disposal a number of remedies which they can exercise prior to the transfer is actually effected. And they need to rely on the existing rights which they have before turning to new owners. And that's also another reason as to why they've held that new owners can't be held liable. So they could execute and attach the property prior to transfer. Conveyances are required to get a clearance certificate before transfer is effected. Municipalities, therefore, are aware of each and every single transfer. And so they need to create a culture of collecting debt and acting, being proactive about the collection of debt rather than waiting for transfer to take place and then relying on the provision of the act.
So what do you think is likely to happen then to the homeowners who have run huge debts with municipalities? You see the municipalities acting in a much more aggressive manner against them, especially when you are just about to dispose of your property?
Yes, I think that's exactly the stance that's going to have to be taken by municipalities. They can no longer look to the new owners. And so if they have the ability to get an interdict and stop the transfer from happening. And so they might have to rely more on the court in order to effect their rights, but they cannot look to the new owners. So the judgment is important because it creates certainty for both new owners as well as the finance houses which finance these new owners. because now they are certain that the property is not simply going to be attached by the municipality and sold in execution.
Now, just explain to me what is going on currently. Are municipalities allowed to attach your property if you owe taxes and rates? And, you know, under what circumstances would they be allowed to attach your home?
Municipalities do have this right, and it's been a right that they've had for a very long time. But to be honest, it's not a right which they want to exercise. You can understand that's a quite a costly exercise, and you still need to get a court order in order to do that. I don't think it's their first port of call, but it is going to, you know, become something they look to more often if there's going to be huge debt incurred in properties. Practically, municipalities would probably invite their customers to come in and work out some sort of payment arrangements with them. but if that doesn't work, then obviously this is the last court and that's what they're going to turn to.
So it's something that happens under exceptional circumstances, I suspect, this thing of attaching immovable property, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. And I think that's true for anybody who has security in property. I don't think it's ever the first thing that they would want to do. But if the debt is so great and if it is impossible to repay that, then, you know, this is what the security allows them to do. Obviously, everything still needs to be done in terms of a court order. So they cannot arbitrarily knock on your front door, issue you with some sort of notification and tell you the property is going up for sale on, you know, Tuesday next week. There has to be a communication and dialogue between the municipality and the customer before steps like these are taken.
Is there anything that the different parties need to understand here? I mean, in terms of the extent to which municipalities can attach property, that has been cleared by the courts. But on the part of the homeowners, are there any obligations, responsibilities? And has the court said anything in terms of making sure that the debts owed to the municipalities are paid on time? Did they pronounce on that?
No, they didn't. They did touch slightly on the fact that the, you know, conveyancers who are tasked with transferring properties obviously have a duty to make sure that a clearance certificate is issued and that a clearance certificate is valid in that respect. But clearance certificates only go back 2 years to the debt incurred in respect of the property. So it would probably be wise for those who are unsure, uncertain, or maybe even a little bit nervous, to include warranties in the sale agreement, you know, to that effect. Having said that, if the man is, you know, the seller is a man of straw, there's very little comfort that one can take from that. So in the past, the way which we've transferred properties is always subject to a two-year limitation. Mm. And it's, to the best of my knowledge, always worked. Obviously, you have such circumstances where you've got huge amounts of debt that have been incurred. But usually when one applies to the municipality, you get a sense of that when the types of amounts that are outstanding are astronomical. That usually lays red flags for the parties in any event.
Now, whose obligation is it to establish whether the property that you are acquiring has outstanding debts or not? Is it the conveyancer or is it the new home buyer that you have to go to the municipality or whoever is collecting rates to give you a sense of what's going on with the status of taxes and rates?
Well, the thing is that conveyancers and new home owners will only be able to have limited information or have limited access to what's available at the municipality. The only people who can tell us exactly the status is the municipality itself. And so we are reliant on them for proper information. And this is why, you know, it's important that billing accounts are kept up to date and that the systems are up to date. When people start seeing things on their statements of accounts which says, you know, guesstimates or estimates readings, then that's when you need to start questioning what exactly is happening on your account and why there are estimates and how those estimates are being calculated, especially if you have meters in place that can be easily accessed by the meter readers.
Naina Kara, thank you very much for talking to us and explaining
my
this.
My pleasure, sir.
Thank you. She's real estate expert director with Cliff and Decker Hoffmeyer Attorneys. And Naina Kara explaining the decision, the ruling by the Constitutional Court yesterday about old liabilities not being passed on to new homeowners.